Hallelujah, rise, rise, rise. Arise, daughters in Zion, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. Oh, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. Oh, I know I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you.
Thank you, Jesus. All I want is Jesus. All I want is Jesus. Okay, this thing is just too big here. This is obviously ain't gonna work. Ain't working. Praise God. Praise be unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You just have something I can just put my. Yeah, that choir stand is fine. You don't have to move it. It's all right. Thank you. And just want to show you her muscles, that's all. You know Ann does push-ups on her knuckles, right? Did you know that? She does. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I have a word for you tonight. And that word is up. Up, 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 up. Thank you, Jesus. And if you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to open up to the book of Judges. And we're going to be in Judges 4 and 5 tonight. How many have your word on tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You have your sword with you? How are you going to fight without a sword? Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes you be in church and you think you're going to remember everything that's said, but as soon as you get home, you're like, I wish I wrote that down. She said something. Thank you, Lord. Judges 4 and 5. And in the book of Judges, the people of Israel had departed from God. They had lost their leader, Joshua. And they stopped honoring God. Amen? So in the book of Judges, you found throughout the same theme. There's a cycle. You know, they stop honoring God. Then God allows their enemy to oppress them. They cry out to God, and then God sends deliverance. Amen? Does it sound like a cycle maybe you've been in at some point in your life? We turn from God. Amen? He allows our enemies to oppress us. Then we cry out, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Right? And he always delivers us. Amen? He always does. So in the book of Judges, we're going to start in the first verse. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead, and he was a judge. And after he died, the children did evil in the sight of the Lord. Once again, here we go with the cycle. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, who dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. So they were severely oppressed by their enemy for 20 years. And the people at that point were afraid of their enemy. Their spirits had been broken, and they needed to be delivered. Amen? And the Philistines had a monopoly on iron. They had 900 chariots of iron, which was like a strong tanks, amen? And they had 900 of them. And so God's people, they not only had the monopoly on the military, but they had the monopoly on iron, which means if they ever needed to make anything, they had to go to their enemy, amen? So not only did they have the monopoly on the military, but also on the economy. So in verse 4, it says, and Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapido, she judged Israel at that time. So the scripture says Deborah was a prophetess, number one. She was the wife of Lapido, number two. And she was a judge. Amen? That's what the scripture says. Amen? And who was Deborah? So God raised up judges, right? The judges were raised up by God. Deborah was raised up by God. She was appointed, amen? And raised up by God, and she was empowered by the Holy Spirit to do what the Lord had called her to do. And Deborah means a bee. And the bee is one of the wisest creatures. The bee is the bee. And you know, the bee gives direction, amen? The bees are very industrious. The bees produce honey, and they're very sweet, right? So not only was she wise, she gave direction, amen? She was sweet. People were attracted to Deborah, amen? And you could feed from her life, just like a bee, amen? Given honey. So the people learned from her, and they grew from Deborah, amen? She was a prophetess, so she was endowed with the prophetic gift, amen? Given to her by God Almighty, which means she had the mind to discern, amen? The purpose and the will of God, and relay that to the people, amen? She was also a poetess and a songwriter, and you'll see that in Judges 5, which you can read the song of Deborah, amen? And she was a mother to all Israel. She was a mother in Zion, and that's who Deborah was. And verse 5, it says, she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. So Ramah actually means high place, as in the seat of adultery. Idolatry. And Bethel means house of God. And Ephraim translated means double fruit or fruitfulness. So Deborah was raised up by God to judge the ways of Israel from the place and the position of righteousness. Amen. To intercede for his people. And she laid in the gap. Amen. And she was between the seat of idolatry. Amen. And the house of God. Amen. And that's where she judged the people. And verse 6 said, and she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinadab, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, had not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw unto thee to the river of Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thy hand. So Deborah summons for Barak, who was a military leader, just like a mother, right? She said, go get your brother and bring him here. Amen? So she summoned to get Barak, who was a leader of the military. And she reminds Barak what God had commanded him to do. Amen? And she reminded him that God already has delivered his enemy into his hand. Amen? So she was like a mother. Didn't I tell you what to do? Didn't God tell you? Usually you get that while you're getting your butt tore up, right? Didn't I tell you what to do? So when she commanded him to come, amen, she reminded him of God's commandments to him, what his assignment was. And she said, did not God, amen? But Barak, even though he was a military leader, after 20 years of oppression, you know, he was hiding, he was in fear, and he hesitated. Did you ever hesitate when God had called you to do something out of fear? Amen? Did you ever hesitate? Barak hesitated because he didn't go and he didn't do what God had called him to do. And Deborah commanded him to come and she reminded him. She told him, didn't God tell you to do that? Didn't he tell you to go? And didn't he tell you you already have the victory? So in verse 8 it says, and Barak said unto her, if thou will go with me, then I will go. But if thou will not go, then I will not go. So just as we say sometimes, if we're ever, an evangelist Cohen and I do this, you going? Yeah, I'm going. You going? No, I ain't going. Oh, I ain't going. You going? I'll go if you go. And we do that all the time, don't we? And this is what Barak said. If you go, I'm going to go. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. So he had conditional obedience on the command that God had given him, right? I'll go and do what God told me to do. Go and receive that guaranteed victory if you go with me, Deborah. Amen? And she said in verse 9, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be fear, shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hands of a woman. And Deborah rose and went with Barak to Kadesh. She said, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with you. But you're not going to get any honor out of this trip. Because God is going to give the captain of the enemy's army into the hands of a woman. And I know you probably think it's Deborah, but it's not. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. So when Deborah warned Barak that his conditional obedience would mean that the glory for defeating Sisera would go to a woman, we might assume it was Deborah, but it's not, and you're going to see who it is. Amen? And he wasn't going to get any glory. Nobody was going to pat him on the back. Amen? She was not talking to herself. She told him, this big captain of the army, the credit for this is going to go to a woman. That had to be like a bee sting, right? That had to sting, right? That had to sting, amen? And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh and went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. So she went with him, amen? Now let's look at verse 11. Now Heber the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenites and pitched his tent into the plain of Zanim, which is by Kadesh. Now, this is not randomly put here, amen? So we're going to that conversation, and now all of a sudden, there's this Kenite named Heber who pitched his tent, amen? He separated himself from the Kenites, from his tribe, and he pitched his tent. And it's not random. It may seem irrelevant to you, but it's very relevant, as you're going to see. So he was strategically placed in that area. He was related to Abraham's father-in-law, amen? So he separated from his own tribe, and he camped near Kadesh. Thank you, Jesus. And they showed Sisera that Barak, the son of Ebonim, was gone up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river of Kishon. Mount Tabor now rises 1,300 feet above, amen, above the valley. And they could see their enemy coming, amen, from that point, amen. And they could see the army coming. And Deborah, in verse 14, said unto Barak, up, for this is the day. She said, up, for this is the day in which the Lord had delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor and 10,000 men after him. So she's the one that leads the charge, Deborah. She said, up, today is the day. Today is the day that I prophesied unto you. Amen? Today is the day. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord discomfited Sisera and all of his chariots and all his hosts with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and fled on his feet. So we find when we go into Judges 5, we know it goes into more detail into the song of Deborah. So God caused great confusion among their enemy's army, amen? And he sent a flash flood. Now, remember, they had these 900 chariots of iron. So that river was a really shallow river, amen? But that day it overflowed, amen, to the point that it could drown. And it created mud, amen? And all their chariots got stuck in the mud. So this big captain, Sisera, had to get out of his chariot because he couldn't do nothing else, and he took off, amen? But Barak pursued after all the chariots and after the host unto Harosheth of the Gentiles. And all the hosts of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was no man left. Now notice now all of a sudden he's big and bad now, huh, Barak? He's big and bad now because he sees what God has done, amen? God went before him, amen? God will always go before you if he sends you on an assignment. He will always go before you, amen? And you have the guaranteed victory. So now he's big and bad. You know how you do when you're a kid, somebody's messing with you, and then maybe one your big brother, your big sister comes and helps you. All of a sudden that person take off running. As soon as you see them in a great distance, yeah, you better run. You better run, right? So this is Barak. He got all bad now. He got all bad now. So verse 17. Howbeit, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Now this is the same Heber the Kenite who pitched his tent. Amen? This was his wife. Now all of a sudden, the captain of the army who's running, amen, he suddenly appears at her tent. Now what are the odds of that? Amen? That's strategically placed, right? For there was peace between Jabin the king. There was peace between their families. Amen? So here he appears, right? So he appears before Jael, and Jael means mountain goat. Her name means mountain goat. Amen. Every name in the Bible has such a great meaning. I mean, you could just like go crazy just studying names. It's so amazing. So verse 18, and Jael went out to meet Sisera and said unto him, turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her, unto the tent, she covered him with a mantle. She covered him with a rug or a blanket. Amen. And he said unto her, give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him drink and covered him. Now she's treating him real nice, ain't she? He asked for water, but she did him even better, gave him some milk. Amen? That's right, just like a woman, right? And again he said unto her, stand in the door of the tent. Now here's this big, bad, you know, military leader. Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doth come and inquire of thee, and say, is there any man here, that thou shalt say no. Now you remember the women had separate tents, amen? Then Jael, Heber's wife, now check this out, she took a nail of the tent and took a hammer in her hand and went softly unto him and smote the nail into his temples, and fasted it into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. This is Jael, the woman, right? So at that time now, you know, she was a nomad, and they would pitch their tents everywhere. And I'm not talking about a little camping tent where you just pop up and there it is. We're talking a serious tent that was like a house, amen? So she was used to hammering them nails in the ground, amen? She was used to that. So there was nothing for her to do what she had to do, amen? So, you know, anything can be a weapon in the hand of a woman, right? And my mother was a great witness to that because my mother used to use that shoe. My mother could take that shoe, throw it at you, it boomerang right back, and she put it right back on her foot, right? We can use anything as a weapon. And she happened to be able to use that hammer and that nail, amen? So that's how she killed him, amen? So Mama could use a shoe, and JL used, you know, what she knew what to do, amen? She used it, amen? Thank you, Jesus. So she was used to pounding those big tent pegs, amen? And it says she softly went into his temple. See, the temples are the softest part of your head. So she went in there, and there's a main artery flowing through those temples. So she said, good night. Good night. So she used the tools that she had. Amen? And verse 22, and behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him and said unto him, come, and I will show you the man whom you seek. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So when Barak, big bad Barak, came looking, now he was looking for him now. He's looking for his enemy. She said, come on in, buddy. Come on in. Would you like some milk, too? Come on in. So there he was dead, the captain of the army. Amen? There he lay dead at the hand of a woman. And verse 23 said, so God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. So their enemy was destroyed, amen? Their military leader was gone. All their warriors were gone, amen? They were killed, amen? Because God went before them and he destroyed them, amen? On their behalf. So in Judges 5, we recount that, Judges 4. Deborah was a poetess and a songwriter. So you will see in Judges 5, and we're not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to go through a few key verses, you know. She, first in the beginning, she praises the Lord, amen, for the victory, amen. And in verse 5, it says, Lord, when thou went out of Seir, when thou marched out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. The clouds also dropped water. So not only did God go before them, amen, but he sent rains, he sent flash floods, amen, and he destroyed what they had great fear of, their chariots of iron, amen. God destroyed those. And Deborah was giving him praise, amen, for what he had done. And verse 6, in the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the village ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Zion, a mother in Israel. So village life has ceased. The people were oppressed, amen? There was no joy. Everything was at a standstill in the main areas, amen, until Deborah arose. The warriors in Israel had no action. There was no activity and no movement. Sound like your church? There's no movement, dead and dry, right? Dead, nobody's saying anything, right? But Deborah arose, amen? There's a Deborah that needs to arise, amen? And activate the warriors. She activated the warriors, amen? She activated them because she got up, amen? You know, women, we wake everybody up, don't we, in the morning? You got to wake everybody up, sometimes 100 times. Now, I start off real, I have a 10-year-old, surprise love child, we call her. And in the morning, I'll call her. I'm so nice when I first call her. Glory, rise and shine, it's time to get up. Nothing. She just lays there. I go back. Glory, it's time to get up. Come on, time to get up. Then as I progress about the 10th time, Glory, could you please get up? It's time to get up. I got a lot to do and we got to go, you know? So mothers, you know, we wake everybody up. It seems like nobody wakes up until we get up. Amen? Is that the truth in your house? most houses. I'm not saying. Some of you women probably like to lay in bed too. But, you know, until she arose a mother in Zion. Amen. Then in 15, Deborah observed all the tribes, amen, that didn't, those that helped and those that didn't help. And the first tribe is the tribe of Issachar, amen. And they were there, and I want to be like the tribes of Issachar, discerning the seasons and the times that I'm in, amen. We have to be like the tribes of Issachar, amen. Discerning the times, amen. Thank you, Jesus. They had spiritual ability to perceive what time and what season they were in. They were very important. Amen. They were prophetic. Thank you, Jesus. And their ministry instilled confidence in people. Amen. They knew what to do, and they did it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's a lot I can say about the tribe of Issachar. But it's a great study if you have time to study it. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, help us to understand the season and the times that we're in. Amen? And then there was the other tribes that didn't do anything. The tribe of Reuben just sat around just debating what they should do. Are you like that? God give you something to do and you just sitting around just debating. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Should I call my mother? What should I do, right? So they sat around just debating, you know, what they should do, amen? And then Gilead and Dan, they just stayed where they were, amen? Thank you, Jesus. But Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that, and it says in verse 18, that jeopardized their lives unto death in the high places of the field, amen? So the tribes were expected to help them fight, amen? Some helped, some didn't. Some were fearful. Some decided they wanted to stay. Amen. But there's some that came and they fought. Amen. And then in verse 23, it says, "Curse ye Meroz," said the angel of the Lord. "Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to help, not to the help of the Lord, to help of the Lord against the mighty." So the word Meroz, the place Meroz, was in the vicinity. Amen. And that means refuge. They were supposed to be a refuge, amen, but they didn't do anything to help, amen. So they were cursed, amen. They were cursed. Thank you, Jesus. And you got people, you know, that don't want to do anything, amen. They won't do anything. But verse 24 says, "Blessed above woman shall Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent." And there's another place in the Bible that says, "Blessed shall you be above women," and that's Mary, amen, who gave birth to Jesus. And verse 31 says, "So let all the enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goes forth in his might." And the land had rest 40 years. So may all your enemies perish, that's what it's saying, O Lord. But may those who love you be like the sun who rises in its strength. Amen. Don't you want to be like the sun that rises in its strength? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to ask you one question. Are you in a cycle right now? You keep going back to the same situation. Then you call upon God after you become enslaved and oppressed in that situation. You cry out to God. He delivers you. Then you go back and the cycle starts all over again, ladies. It starts all over again. Have you been in a cycle? Some of us live in 3D, death, doom, and destruction. It's our life, you know? We just constantly live in 3D, you know, in this cycle. Maybe you're facing something right now that's overwhelming you, amen? Till you can't hear the voice of God, till you can't discern, amen, what he's saying unto you, because your fear and your doubt is overriding what God had told you to do. Perhaps you're there. There's no power in your circumstances, but the power that you give them. Amen? Sometimes we focus so much, and listen, we've all been there. We focus so much on our circumstances that we forget God Almighty and what he has done for us before and what he will do again. Amen? So we focus and we stay there, amen, in this cycle and in our circumstances. Amen? But you need a Deborah. You need a Deborah to tell you, up, today is the day. Today is the day. Thank you, Jesus. You need a Deborah to speak a word of victory unto you. You need a Deborah. Thank you, Lord, to get you out of that cycle. You need a Deborah to tell you that there's hope. You know, women, we believe that anybody can change. You know, sometimes we have, and I always go back to this, and I don't know why, because I've lived it, so that's why I'm going to speak it. You know, we have this no-good-for-nothing guy in our life. And I'm not bashing men. I have a wonderful husband. But I've also had bad relationships, amen, before I got married. You know, and we take this man, because women, we think we can change anybody. We always think we can change somebody, right? Don't we? Oh, I'm going to change him. He's going to be good to go. I'm going to change him. He's going to be good to go. But you don't believe God to change you, that your circumstances can change, right? Just as you believe that God can change that man who's wreaking all that havoc in your life, amen, ask God to change you. Ask him. Believe God that today is the day for you to get up. Amen? Are you a Deborah? God raises up Deborahs. You don't raise yourself up. God raises you up. And until you arise, not your sister so-and-so, but you, until you arise, nothing is going to change. You're still going to be in that same dead, dry situation. You're still going to be in that cycle until you, Deborah, arise. Amen? And he's speaking to you tonight. And he's telling you it's time to arise. Deborahs aren't passive. You know, women, we're not passive people. We're strong. We're strong people. We're made that way. You know, Genesis 3 and 16 says, in sorrow, labor, toil, you will bring forth. We give birth out of sorrow and out of labor and out of hurt. Amen. We give birth. Amen. How strong is that? How strong is that? Thank you, Jesus. So there's three kinds of people. Those who watch what's happening, those who make things happening, and those who try to figure out what the heck is going on, what's happening, right? So which one are you? Which one are you? If God told you to do something, don't hesitate like Barak. Don't put conditions on what he's told you to do. Amen. A lot of us know what it is. A lot of us know what it is. Amen. It's time for you to arise. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let fear and doubt paralyze you. Don't let that happen to you. Have you been there? Maybe somebody's there right now. Fear is paralyzing you. Doubt is paralyzing you. You need a Deborah to tell you to arise. Amen? And I'm going to tell you tonight, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. Deborah's in the house. Amen? Deborah's in the house. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God gives you ability way beyond your natural ability. If he called you and gave you an assignment, he's already equipped you and he has gone before you. Amen? All you have to do is trust him. Amen? And walk in that. Don't worry about your natural circumstances because we all have circumstances. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. And one thing about circumstances, we always say, I'm doing fine under the circumstances. Why are you under your circumstances? Why are you under your circumstances? Amen. And you're not supposed to be over them either. You're supposed to go through them. Amen? You're supposed to go through to get to the other side. You ain't going nowhere if you just dead and dry. You don't want to get up. You're oppressed. It's hard. Listen, I've been depressed. I've suffered from depression. But you got to get up. You got to get up. You have the power in the Word of God to help you to rise up. Amen? You have it. You can do it. You can rise up from any situation you're in right now. I don't even care what it is. Anything. Anything. You can rise up from that. And I'm a living witness from that. Listen, I should have been dead. I tried to kill myself as a teenager twice. I'm not supposed to be here. But God had a purpose and plan for my life. Thank you, Jesus. He had a purpose. He sent a Deborah to me. Over 20 years ago, he sent me Evangelist Cohen. He sent me a Deborah. To tell me it's time to arise. At the point before I gave my life to the Lord, and I know you've all, some of you have heard this story before, but I'm going to keep telling it. I was living with a man. I had no feelings for him. I didn't even like him. I was pretty much disgusted with him. But I felt like I couldn't move because of finances. But that's where the enemy had me. And when I look back, I was making more money than he was at the time. I was a mother. I had children who lived with their father. And here I was with this man in this environment. But God sent me a Deborah. God sent me a Deborah. And she told me, Miriam, you don't have to live like this. God will help you. God can help you. God's got this thing. Just trust him. And that's what she told me. And she told it to me so much. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. She told it to me so much that I began to believe it. And I left that man and I never turned back. And God blessed me beyond I can even tell you. And no, I didn't live in a palace at that time. I lived on Clinton Avenue, but you couldn't tell me I didn't live in a palace. I had my apartment. I was free. Amen. I gave my life to the Lord. And it was the best time in my life. And I didn't turn back. I didn't turn back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So I just want to tell you today, up. Today is your day. Today is your day. And Isaiah 60 says, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for the light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The scripture says gross darkness will cover the earth. Right? Will cover the people. But the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now I'm going to ask you to be honest with yourself tonight. You're tired of your circumstances. You're tired of the dead, dry place that you're in. I want you to come. Because Deborah's in the house. Thank you, Lord. 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 Be honest. And I'm going to say this to you. You know, a lot of times we don't come to the altar. You know, because we think our circumstances are so beyond God that he can't do anything. That's a lie. That's a lie. No matter what your circumstance is right now, today is your day. If you want to be free, that's your choice. That's your choice. Deborah, Deborah, would you come? Would you come? Apostle, would you come? Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.